With your Rishus, I think I'm going to at least at first skip over the first few minutes of Shir, because basically 90% of Shir is dealing with this sukya of the of Abaye and Rava here. With Abaye and Rava and with Ravashi, so I want to stick to that at first. And then we'll see if we have time to go back. But Abaye and Rava. So part one, let's start with Abaye and Rava. So the machlokes of Abaye and Rava here is, everyone agrees, again, like just a chazer, that if the kaveris is 6 wide and 10 high, and you throw it, then you're pachter. Either for Rashi's reasons, or because for Rishus, not like the Mishkan, or for Tosfos' reason, then it's just going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid. What about if it's not Rechava Vav? What about if it's narrow and it's not Rishus? So Abaye says you're chayim, it's not Rishus. Rav says you're pachter for a different reason. The edges of the baskets are woven from reeds. There must be an edge of the reed that sticks out. And he asks, so kind of shul yalam al miyud. If it's exactly yod high, that means there must be a little piece sticking out above yod, which means part of it is in a makom p'tor. So that's Rava. That is Rava Shita. Rava says, look, there's a Mefurish mission, Daftari Aleph and Beis, that says that if I carry something out the door and a little bit of it is inside, I'm pater. So if a little bit is inside, I'm pater. So to here, Rava Shita is that if a little bit is in the Makom Ptor, I'm pater. So Rava is making two assumptions. One, if a little bit is in the Makom Ptor, then I'm pater. Right? That's here's Rava's case. You have a 10 by 5, right? So it's not really Rishus. But what happens is, you see this little piece sticking up, and that little piece is above 10. So if a little piece is above 10, it's pachter. And two, the prumis shall come in, right? The edge of the reed counts. Right, the edge of the reed, the crumish shall kind of counts. Even though it's just a little ragged edge of the woven reed sticking up, that counts as part of it. So, Abaye, right, this is, hopefully we pick this up from the list right now, Rava holds something based on two assumptions, then Abaye has to argue on only one of them. Right, so what does Abaye hold? Either he holds that if part of it's in a Makom Ptor, you are chayav anyway, right? He denies assumption one. Or he can agree to assumption one. If part of it's in a Makom Ptor, you'd be pater, because part of it's still in a Makom Ptor. Makom Ptor is a place of Ptor. But the count, but just a little edge sticking up from someplace, that's not part of it. That's nothing. That's garbage. So which way does a Abaye really hold? The Nafkmina is Pashal. The Nafkmina is what would he say about the case later in the Gemara where you have a Fa'al Piha. You have 7.5 here, and then you have 2.99 of lavud. Right, well, later on, Rav Ashi says you're pater. Right, because you're lavud and some of it's sticking up. So if Abaye held it, if part of the lavud toward you, five anyway, then Abaye wouldn't be machayim. Abaye would say, who cares that part of the lavud toward you? You're five anyway. But if we say that it's just the edge of the reed that doesn't count, but Avada Abaye's motive, actually part of the whole thing is above the 10 tefachim, then it would count. Then Abaye would agree that you're a pater. So that's an afghanina. If Abaye denies all premise, he denies that being in a Makom Ptor is a Ptor. Then he'd be mechayiv in all cases. But if he admits that being in a Makom Ptor is a Ptor, he just denies that we care about the edge of the reed. Okay, but if Mamish, the whole bottom of the kli, is in a Makom Ptor, then he'd admit you're Potter. And this is a machlokes.
This is the sheet of Rashi.
Right, Rashi says, everyone agrees, if part of it's a Makum Ptur, you're Potter, that's the Mishnah. If part of it didn't go out, you're Potter, and that's how the Galamon
is. Abayi just doesn't count it from a Shulchan, but if not as part of the Makum Ptur,
then of course you're Potter. The Tosfos,
right, this is Rashi, Tosfos is a similar thing,
at least at first glance, in the simplest way. That it doesn't count.
The Meiri, we'll see similarly, although we'll read a little differently.
That just doesn't count. But
the Shita Miyochas Laharan is actually misunderstood about this question.
Even though a lot of people say Abayi's Shita is based on that Kruma Shokan is Lo Chashivi, the Sheet of Aran is specific about this question. He says, maybe Abayi is based on the fact that he doesn't count the edge of the reed. But if part of it's Lamala, he would pop to. Or maybe Abayi just denies that being in a Makom Ptur is a poter. And even if 90% of it is in a Makom Ptur, he'd still be Machayahu. So he's not sure. So there are two possibilities. Let's just flesh out the two possibilities for a moment. What are the first possibilities saying? The first possibility says that part of it is a Makom Ptur, doesn't matter, you're chayv anyway. But we know from the Mishnah of Tani Aleph that if here is my house, and here is the street, and I take something and I move it out, and just a little part of it still in my house, I'm Potter. It's a mafurish Mishnah of Tani Aleph and Beis. So if we know here that if part of it doesn't go into Rosh Hashanah, I'm Potter, how can these Shikul Aran's suggestion, possible shot in Abayi, hold it on chayv? The answer has to be Pasha. A Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid is so similar to Rishus HaRavim. So Rishus HaYachid is a real place, it's the opposite of Rishus HaRavim. So if part of it's a Rishus HaYachid, then that's so certain being a Rishus HaRavim. So you're Potter. But in Makom Ptur, the whole point of Makom Ptur is it's not such a place, it's not important, it's neutral, it has no real identity, or at least no strong identity. And therefore, parts of the Makom Ptur that didn't take away from being Rishus HaRavim, we just ignore the Makom Ptur part. That's what Makom Ptur is about. We ignore it.
So he says, part of the Makom Ptur chayav anyway, because a Makom Ptur, that's neutral. It's ignored.
Right? Unlike if part of it was in Yachid, you'd be Potter. But maybe he says, being in a Makom Ptur doesn't hurt. A Makom Ptur is nothing. So that's one way which the Sheet of Lamanism is subject to understand Abayi. He denies the whole premise that being on a Makom Ptur is a poter. But the second, the more popular way of understanding Abayi, which the Sheik Laman says maybe is true, Rashi says true, Tosa says true, Iri says it's true, is that he really admits the premise. Part of it's in a different Rishos Yopater. He just doesn't count the edge of the reed. Why doesn't he count the edge of the reed?
There are two ways for why it's not Hashem. One, why don't we count it? One way is the simplest way. The simplest shot in the Lo Chashid of Rashi Tosos, which just said it's not important. What is it?
It's an edge of a reed. It's not cool. It's nothing. It's garbage. It's garbage. However, the Meiri seemed to say a little differently, because the Meiri denied it was possibly rough. And how did the Meiri say rough? Shita? The Kruma Shulchan is part of the wall, part of the Mechitza. It's Mashal, it's a Bayashita, it's not part of the Mechitza. So it could be for the Meiri that maybe it is Hashem, but it's not part of the Kli. And as it could be that he didn't admit it, okay, and the Kruma Shulchan might come in very handy sometimes. Maybe it is a Hashem thing. But it's a separate thing, since it's not built into your wall. It doesn't add to the wall. It just sticks out. It's not part of your kli. It's a separate item. So maybe it is chashuv in and of itself, but it's not part of your kli. It's a different item. Since it's a different item, therefore, it's not considered that part of your kli is in a Makom Ptur, because that's a different item. So either that it just doesn't exist, we pretend it doesn't exist, or that maybe it does exist, but it's not an etzem part of your kli, so part of your kli is not in a Makom Ptur. That's the basic issue of how to understand Abayi and Rav, before we get to Tosfos.
Now,
Now he just suggested. Now this is always a little tricky. That there's actually always methodologically often a third way you could say Abaye. What's a third way you could explain Abaye? Which the Lashon of Tosfos says. Bless you. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says very simply. The last Tosfos that Yavshel Kumshel Kodesh L'Yal Mal Yud L'Abaye. What's Abaye's pshat? Lochosh of Krumis. So it sounds Lochosh of Krumis like Rashi. Lochosh. Then he adds Lochosh of Krumis Lechosh of Yibuda Makom Ptor. A Krumis shall come in is not chashim enough to count as Yibuda Makom Ptor. To count as like part of its Makom Ptor. Now, it could be that you shouldn't read Tosfos so the Davki means a krumis is not chashiv, like Rashi. And then he throws in, like, what's the context here? The context is whether you should be potter as part of his Makom Ptor. But it could be, maybe, or Luchting suggests you should be Tosfos the Davki. Meaning, a krumis is chashiv. Iguda Makom Ptor is a Ptor. But a krumis is not chashiv enough to be potter if it's Makom Ptor. It would be chashiv enough if it was a Mershus HaYachad. But it's not chashiv enough to be potter Makom Ptor. Meaning, really, what maybe Tosfos is saying is, right, Tosfos, if you read it very much Kedavka, right, very strictly, strict instruction of the language, what he's saying is that really, you know, part of Chayfetz, the Makom Ptor, is Potter. And really, the krumis is chashiv. But krumis in makom ptor is not chashiv enough. Maybe he admits to both assumptions of Rava, just he denies he can say them together. A krumis is chashiv. If I carried something out with a little edge sticking out was a Rishon HaYachad, I'd be potter. And really, good in Makom Ptor is potter. If I took something and had a little bit of the Mamish Kli in a Makom Ptor, I'd be potter. But you can't put them together. Krumis in Makom Ptor is not chashim enough to make me potter. So what's pshat in that? So in general, whenever you have a shita like that, it says, like, well, one thing is okay, the other thing is okay, but you can't put them together. That's usually because there's some sort of tzvei din involved. You can take care of one din, take care of the other din, but if you're left with neither din, you're in trouble. So what do we mean? So let's illustrate this here. If you don't mind, I'll erase the board, and we'll see if we can figure out what's going on in Tosfos. So before, I'm going to go a little out of order, but before you figure out Pshat and Tosfos, well, let me summarize Tosfos. What Tosfos might be saying is like this. Is that if here you have a krumis sticking out, and here you have actual part of the kli sticking out, and if it's sticking into a makom ptor, or if it's sticking into a real rishus, such as a rishus hayachad, then what Tosfos seems to be saying is this. Is that a krumis shel kana is not chashiv enough to be potter if it's sticking into makom ptor. But it is chashiv enough to be potter if it's sticking into rishus hayachid. And something else is chashiv enough to be potter even if it's sticking into a makom ptor. That's what Tosfos perhaps seems to be saying. Right? Labayim lo chashiv krumis. This is, of course, a Labayim Shita. A krumis is not chashiv enough. Lechosh would go to makom ptor to be considered to be a link to the makom ptor and exempt you from a chakras. So what's pshat in this? So before we figure out what pshat in this is, we have to make the chakira. The chakira is this. Why is it? What's the ptor of the guda b'fnei? Right, go back to the case of the house, right? I'm right now in this house. I throw something out the window, but a little tiny, tiny part of me is still inside the window. I'm potter. If I took a whole elephant, threw it out the window, but a little bit of the tail is inside, I'm potter because a little bit of it is inside. So why is that? What's pshat? So there are two ways to understand that. Could be that you didn't do hotsah at all. If I haven't been motzi the whole elephant, I haven't done motzah at all. It's not a motzah if I haven't been motzi the whole thing.
Or it could be, it is a maisa motzah, but there's a side problem.
Right? Maybe it is maisa motzah. I haven't motzi the 99% of the elephant I was motzi. I really was motzi, but the problem is, since it still has a link to what's bifnim, then,
what's the opposite of a destination?
Yeah, the place it came from?
Orange.
Place of
orange.
But that's the country. When we say part of it is inside, that's not a hutzah, that means it's not a hutzah at all. I haven't been motzi any molecule of the elephant because the tail is inside. Or do we say no? Of course I've been motzi the main body of the elephant, but it's a hutzah that I'm putter on because it's still linked to the place of origin to the inside. So what's the job? Why in that mission of Tzadi Aleph and Bey is my putter? Now where did we get this idea from?
The idea comes from the Gemara in Gittin Dabzai. Right, the Gemara in Gittin Dabzai
wants to know the question of if I give you something, but I'm still holding on to it. So for Kinyanim, if I've given you something and then I'm still holding on to it, right, everyone knows that's a good Kinyan. If I want to make a Kinyan, I give you my tie, you hold on to Gimel by Gimel, and that's a Kinyan, even though I'm still wearing the tie. That's fine. But you're holding on. But for get, if I give you a get, and I'm still holding on to a string that's tied to it, that's not a get. Or it says, why? What's pshat? How come I kinyanim? If I want to be makne you a shtar, it wouldn't be a kinyan even though I'm holding on to a string. But if I want to divorce you, it wouldn't be a get. The answer is by a get. Krisis, but you know, but likely, especially by a get, you mean cutting off. That's what a get is called, a get. Krisis has to be cut off. Cut off means there's no link anymore. And if there's a string, and I can pull the string and get the get back, this is only if I can pull the get, if the string is strong enough that I can pull the get with it, then it's not krisos because I still have a link. So what do we see from here? We see from here that even though it really is a, now, there are maybe two ways to go. See that even though it is an asina, pashtus, it is an asina, just like if I give you my tie and you hold on to the edge, that's an asina on the bottom. So if I give you a get and I'm holding on to a string, it's an asina on the get. Not the string, but on the get. But even though it's an asina, it's not about get, there's a side problem. Then it's Agida Bey, she's still tied to him because he can still take the get back. If he can still take the get back, then he hasn't cut the link between them. He hasn't done krisos. He hasn't cut off relationships.
The relationship.
So that's, now, of course, there is a kakir you can say in Gittin. There are other cases like this also, right? If I say you're divorced from me, almanas, that you never drink wine. It's also a lack of krisos in a more theoretical level, because since you'll never know that the relationship is broken, because who knows if you'll ever drink wine or not. So all those things, there's a sign problem in getting priests. And a kind of chakira.
Is that what you're saying? Why didn't my king make the same chakira here? Because why didn't you say it by making? You have to say it's not a misir at all.
Exactly. So he said you really could make that chakira by getting. By getting, you could still say the problem of Agida Bey. The get isn't that it's not a Messina. Somehow we have special rules of Messina, and it's not a Messina. It is a Messina by Monus, but it's not a Messina by get. Well, that's not the same Pashas. Or it is a Messina, but there's a side problem. There's a side problem that it's like Gitabe. So he says you really could make that Chakir and Gitin. And there might even be a Nafkamina. What's a Nafkamina? What if, this is actually a big deal in halacha l'maisa, if you learn how to get, because forget about the string. If the husband doesn't throw the get to his wife, but he hands it to her, so his finger is still on the get at a certain point. So what if he gives the get to her and she closes her hand? What does that mean? Once she closes her hand, the string can't pull it back. So is that a problem? Because the woman's not allowed to take it yet. It's called tli get to megamikarka, the husband has to give the get. So he says, if it was not a Messina at all, then if she closed her hand, the get would be bottled because she is doing the Messina by closing her hand and therefore breaking off the power of the string. But if you say it is a Messina with a side problem, Then the get should be kosher because he did the full mesina. All she did is by folding her hands, she took away a side problem by gidul bay. That's okay. The woman's allowed to take away a side problem.
That's it. Give it to her, holding onto a string, and just let go of the string.
Now everyone agrees that's okay.
Why should that be? Why don't you give it to her? Now, if you say it's not a mesina, so is that a mesina? You want to go of the string? So
no, but letting go of the string is a mesina.
No. That's a mesina. He had to get holding onto the string. I mean, that's not a mesina. You will go of the string on some days.
I think so. I think so. Yeah, I think that's a mesina. I don't think that would be. I think that would count as a mesina. A mesina. If I'm standing in her field and I'm holding the get and I let go of my hand, that's a mesina. Now it's in her field.
It's not in her hand anymore. First of all, she's in action. She put it to her.
A mesina doesn't have to be a physical nice mesina. For example, we pass in that if the get's in a house and he signs over the house to her, that's also considered a mesina, as long as he's doing it. Alright, but let's assume for now the more pashtus, which is that it's a side problem. Halacha l'maisa, this is a big deal. I mean, just if you learn halacha's getin, because you know, if I'm divorcing you, what do? I put the get in your hand, and if you close your hand before I let go, and that's exactly this case, you're closing your hand and therefore taking away the agida. So in halacha l'maisa getin, it's very important. The woman has to keep her hand completely open till the husband totally withdraws, and then she can close her hand. Okay, but that's a side point. But let's assume for the pashtos that this is a mucker for the idea that you can have a mesina with a side problem. So to here, is it not a mitzvah, or is it a mitzvah with a side problem of agida bay? Obviously, the side problem is not because of krisus. The side problem is because of it really is a maisa mitzvah, but maybe, I don't know, maybe it's not left from Sheves, maybe it's not. Whatever it is, it's not a mitzvah that's machayev you, because it's still a gudo bifnim. Now, what might be a nafgamina in Hilchos Shabbos? excuse me. Nafgamina may be, for example, the formulation of the Meiri, and not nafgamina, but the first thing he mentioned the Meiri. The Meiri has an interesting formulation. He says, "Kulo achar sfaso hunibra." It all goes after the little part that's outside. It's all considered to be after the little part that's outside. So what does that mean? So I think the formulation of the Meiri, which is kulo achar sfaso hum nigrar, really makes sense only if you take the side problem. Just out of fact here. Because if you say that it's just he didn't do all it saw until he brought it all out. But you can't say it's all nigger after sfasa. You can't say it's all in the makom tor. Right? You say it's all after sfasa in the makom tor. It's all in the makom tor. How can you say it's all in the makom tor? Only part of it is in the makom tor. But if the point is that a link to something is absol, then you can say it's all linked to the makom tor. You can't say it all is in the makom tor. But you can say it's all linked to the makom tor. So he thought the meiri might fit better with that side. What would be an actual nafkamina? So he says perhaps. This is one of the two ways of understanding the machlokas, which I think we dealt with only in the Yerandat Tzadik Aleph and Beis, I think going on inside Beis of an Aleph, of whether Eged Klish may Eged or not, or Agad Klish may Agad, however it is. What's that question? The question is, right, if here's my house, and here's the street, and I am Motzi, a basket full of apples, and here's the basket, and here are the apples. So the apples are in the street. The apples are totally in the street. 100% in the street. But the basket is inside. So do I say that's considered inside and a potter? Or do I say the apples are outside? So the egget please may egget, and I say please inside a potter? Or egget please lash may egget? The apples are outside on chayv. So what's the nature of that machlokas? So it could be arguing about two things. Why would we say potter, which means shmei egget? Or why would we say chayv, which means lash may egget? So one way of understanding it could just be, what's the chefta here? Is the chefta the basket of apples, or the chefta is the individual apple? So if you said that the chefta is the conglomerate, right? It's all one big chefta, right? It's all one big chefta, then it makes sense. I should be potter. It's all one big chefta. I'm bimotzi. But if you say it is individual cheftas, then I had it. If you say it's one big chefta, I haven't been motivated yet. part of it's inside. If you say it's separate cheftes, then I've been motzi the apples at least. But the other way to learn it is that it ties into Aruch HaKira. That if you say that the reason for the Torah is I didn't do otzah at all, then I was motzi the apples. Right? You have to admit I was motzi the apples. Right? So what we're saying is that even if, let's say it's separate chefetz. So I was motzi the apples, and therefore I am chayav, which is called eged kli, lashmei eged. After all, maybe who says you can have one chefetz of the whole basket? That doesn't make any sense. Say, obviously the apples in the basket, each one is a different chefetz. So, on the one hand, if you're asking what I motzi or not, I was motzi the apples. But if you're asking is there a link, then even if it's separate chefetz, it's all linked to bifnim. And I should be potter. And that's called eged kli shmei. This is a very compelling way of reading the machlokas. Again, you could say that's not, you could say the machlokas is about whether the apple is a chefetz or not. If it's all one big chefetz, then I'm potter. The apples are chefetz on the time. But no, maybe it's partially different chefetz. The apple's a chefetz, it's an apple. Why shouldn't it be a chefetz? Question is, the chefetz are outside, but you can still pull them inside, so they're in a kli that's inside. So if you're saying the Torah is because of a lack of otzah, then you're chayiv because you're motzi the apples. The eged kli doesn't create a lack of otzah. Then I'm chayiv. But if you say the Torah is just because of a link, then the eged kli is a link. Right? You have to admit that it's linked to bifnim, it's in something which is partially bifnim. So this could be a very good enough kamina. If the Torah is a lack of otzah, then I've done otzah. If the Torah is a link to the place of origin, it's the link to the place of origin. Then he suggested one other possible nafkamina. Says, would there be a vadi or potter, but would there be an isur d'oraisa? Says, if it's not otzah at all, then it's potter umutter minaton. And of course, it would have to be mutter d'oraisa. You haven't done otzah. That would be a strabana in the stomach. It's a good day. But if you said that it was nicer, so there's a side problem, then maybe you could say it's putter, but it would still be usher minatora. So after you could say it's putter, but it would still be usher minatora. Now, how does all this explain Tosfos? So now he said it's after that you could use this chakira to explain Tosfos. If you assumed Tzvei Dinim, that both ideas are correct. There is sometimes a p'tur if you haven't done a hotzah at all, then there's another p'tur based on a link to the place of origin. So what do we mean by this? So if you assume that they're both true, right, let's say that they are both true. So what case is covered by this? If you think logically, in what case would you say you didn't do a hotzah at all? This would cover all cases where an actual part of the chayfes was still in the previous rishus. Right? But when can you say you haven't done a hotzah? When part of the chayfes isn't out yet. Right, if I, the elephant, and I put the elephant out the door, but the tail's still inside, I haven't done otzah, part of the elephant's inside. But what if there's some thistles hanging from the tail, and those thistles are inside? And I haven't done otzah, the elephant's outside, it's just some schmutz that's inside. So that doesn't prevent me from doing otzah. You can only say I didn't do otzah if part of the kli hasn't been taken out yet. But this only applies to mamish part of the kli. Would not apply to a crew is shall come. Which is not chashev. A crew is shall come, which is not chashev. You can't say, I haven't taken out the basket. What do you mean, the kaveris? Of course I've taken it out. It's just something, some accidental leftover material that's been there. But there's another din also. This din means any link to the inside, potters me. But any link to what kind of thing? So what this means is it covers all cases where there's
any link, even just a Krumah shel Kohen to a Rishus which uproots the destination of Rishus. If there's any link to Rishus, which is the opposite of this Rishus, if there's any link to Rishus, which is so sure the definition of this Rishus, then I'm potter. For example, Rishus Ayyad. If there's any link to Rishus Ayyad, then I'm potter. But it would not apply to a Makom Torah. Because a Makom Torah is not really a place, it's just neutral ground, it's nothing, no man's land. So you can say, oh, I have a link to Makom Torah. You have a link to where? You have a link to nothing. So now we understand Tosos very well. But now we can say Pshat and Tosos. What's Pshat and Tosos? If there's a Krumah sticking out into Rishus HaYochid, then I'm potter because of a link to another Rishus. Right? Then I'm potter because I didn't. Look, if there's a Krumah still in Rishus HaYochid, then I'd be potter. After all, I have a link to another Rishus. I'm a Gudo in a different Rishus. If there's part of the actual part of the Kli sticking into the Makom Torah, then I'm potter because I haven't finished the Hotzah. Even though the Makom Torah is not really Rishus, but if a real part of the Kli is in the Makom Torah, then I haven't done the Hotzah. I haven't gotten it to where it has to go. If a real part of the Kli is in Rishus HaYachid, then I'm potter for two reasons. A, I've never really finished the Hotzah, because part of the Kli isn't in Rishus HaRabim yet. And B, look, it's linked to another Rishus. But in the case of our case, when the Krumah shel Kohen, according to Abaye, is in a Makom Torah, then neither did applies. You can't be potter because you haven't done Otsah. Because what do you mean you've done Otsah? The whole Kli is in Rishus HaRabim, or Havara, actually. It's just a Krumah shel Kohen is outside. The whole Kli is where you need it to be. You can't say, but there's a link to another Rishus, there's a link to no man's land, there's a link to nothing, there's a link to Makom Torah. And therefore, you're chayiv, and maybe that's what Tosos means. It says a Krumah shel Kohen is not chashiv enough to be considered potter if it's in a Makom Torah. It would potter you if it was in Rishus HaYachid, it'd still be a link to Rishus HaYachid. But in Makom Torah, there's no link to a Makom Torah. You're only potter if mamash you haven't done Otsah. And here you've done Otsah because the Krumah shel Kohen is not chashiv. So it could be that's what Tosos is trying to say. Then we had a strange Rashba. Okay. That was the first part of the Shia. Now the second part of the Shia was trying to understand the continuation of the Gemara, which is the din of the machlokas between, I guess it would be Abai and Rava, or whoever's talking there in Ravash. So let's start, not with Ravashi, let's start with the first Deya, which is Abai and Rava, or whoever exactly is talking in that part of the Gemara. Okay, so, what he says is that if you throw it upside down, then shiva umashahu. If you throw it upside down, then shiva umashahu. If it's 7 and mashu tall, you are chayiv. But it's 7.5 tall, which is sort of a chok, so the half is davka, you are potter. So now what's pshat?
Here we have the case of if you have an upside down kiferet. And this is 7 plus mashu.
Make a mashu sign. I used to know it's an epsilon. Anyone know how to make an epsilon? All right,
one shot. 7 mashu, you're 5. But if it is 7.5,
then you're potter. Right. So now, how wide is the kaveris here? That's the fundamental machlokas. How wide is the kaveris? So,
Rashi says
that we're dealing with the
Taveres, which is less than 6 wide, meaning which is not enough to be a Rishus. We're dealing with less than 6 wide.
Right? Rachav less than 6. Rachav less than 6.
Why? What would happen if it was more than 6 wide? So I said more than 6 wide,
if it was Rachav more than 6, then whether it's 7 umashenu or 7.5, if this was more than 6, then you would be pater either way.
Right? That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says the opposite.
Tosfos says, this is talking about Rachav 6. And that's what
we're collecting 7.5 and 7 umashenu. But if we Rachav less than six,
then we're pulling Alma.
You'd be chayiv. Then in either case, you'd be chayiv. That is the Tosfos. And Ramban,
the third shita, he says Rachav anything is the same din. This din covers all cases, right?
That no matter what, whether it's Rachav more than 6, less than 6, lo mashaneh, either way the din is, if it's 7 plus mashu, you are chayiv, if it's 7.5, you're potter. So now we have to get into is what are the svaras for the different shittas. And there's a fundamental machlokas here between the svara of the Ramban and the svara of Rashi and Tosfos. Because Rashi and Tosfos are based on lovet. What does lovet mean? We view the walls of the kli as if they came down to the ground, or at least partially based on lovet. How so?
As Rashi says, according to Tosfos, what's pshat?
Pshat is we have lovet, and why is there a pter for lovet?
So he says. Let's go ahead for Tosfos. If you have 7.5, then you have lovod. So it's like the walls are 10 tefachim.
And if the walls are 10 tefachim,
then it's not.
It's just a yachid. And that's why you're putter. So for Tosfos, plush it. It's because lovod, if you have,
like here's the ground. And here's 2.99 to the ground.
Yeah, 2.99 to 7.5. You get more than 10, so it's if the walls are 10, to the love it as it gets near the ground.
What was the third category on top? The third one?
The third category, this?
Yeah,
is there a case where it makes no difference if it's 7.5 and 7 umashu?
Rashi says, if it's 6 wide, it makes no difference. Either way, you're chayiv. You're putter. Tosfos says, if it's less than 6 wide, either way, you're chayiv. Right, so what's the shot? So first, let's figure out Tosfos. Tosfos says lovet. Yeah, I mean, this is like sort of the basic things. I don't think he necessarily chazed last night, but they're very complicated, so you have to hold cup.
Tosfos says based on lovet and the nach versus a yacht.
That's Tosfos. Right? That it's lovet if you have it's 6 wide, which really means 4 wide, as we know, and it's almost within 3 of the ground, then it's k'ilu, it's
The lovet makes the walls go down, like you find by Sukkah.
And here you have Rosh Hashanah, so that's why you putter. So it's landing in Rosh Hashanah.
Why don't you see lovet in these cases? If it's 7 in Mashu, you don't see lovet, because the Shulayim, what's the Shulayim? The bottom. Doesn't count. Towards the mechitzah.
Meaning, why do you need 7.5? Because if you have 7 in mashu,
plus you have this 2.99,
then you do have 10 tefachim. But part of that
10 tefachim is the bottom.
Part of that 10 tefachim is not really a wall, it's a bottom, which is a roof if you throw it upside down. That doesn't count because it's not a wall. Only mechitzahs can count for the 10 tefachim. Not the, only mechitzahs can count for lovod. Only the mechitzas can count for lovod, not the bottom. And likewise, that's why if it's Rachav less than 6, you're always chayiv. Because only mechitzos count for lavud, and it's not a mechitza unless it surrounds a makom davud by davud. So that's Tosfos Shita. Tosfos Shita is based on lavud and based on being rishus hayachid. Right, so if, what they said is, if it's wide enough that it's called a mechitza, but you only say love, but if it's a mechitza. So if it's wide enough to be a mechitza, it's wide enough to be a mechitza, it's six wide. And you really have 10 of mechitza, including the lavud, even not counting the floor, then it's lavud. But if it's wide enough to be a mechitza, but you don't have a total of 10 because you can't count the floor, it's not lavud. If it's not wide enough, it's not lavud. That's Tosfos Shita. Rashi Shita. Now, Rashi Shita is a little different, because Rashi says it's rachav less than six. So according to Rashi, how does the according to Rashi, how does the lavud work? So according to Rashi, obviously it has nothing to do with being rishus hayachid, because it's less than six wide. But he's still based on lavud. He says this is based on lavud. If you have lavud, then what happens? Then, if you have lavud, then as it lands, it's as if it's how tall? It's 10.49 tall, right? It says really 7.5 is lopped off, which has to be 72 mashus, right? It's 10.49 fucking tall, and if so, then it's the good old agudo b'makom patur. And this is where he says, even a bayit mitzvah, it's not a krumah shalkanen, when it's the actual part of the plea, that it's igud of makom patur. So Rashi is based on lavud, and igud of makom patur, as opposed to this case, where you have lavud, but it's still only 10 tall. So it's not the makom patur. Right, that's for Rashi the difference. It's that either way you have lavud. Rashi thinks you can have lavud. So either way you have lavud. It's just over here the lavud only makes it 10. 7.01 plus 2.99 makes 10, so it's all in mishnas arabic. So you chayiv. Over here the lavud makes it 10 plus, in which case it's that some part is sticking up, but even a bayit, if part of the plea is sticking up, you're potter. Why does Rashi? Rashi never explains this himself. Right? Rashi doesn't know what this. It's only the Ramban who explains on behalf of Rashi. But why does Rashi think that if it was six wide, it would be patur kulei alma, which he obviously thinks, that's what he interprets the Gemara as being less than six wide. Why does Rashi think if it was six wide, it would be patur kulei alma? Because l'chor, what Rashi thinks, is that if it was six wide, we'd say lavud either way, we'd say lavud, and then it's a rishu sayachit. We'd say lavud, and then it's a rishu sayachit. And therefore, you'd be potter because it's Rosh Hashayachit. So we have actually a few machlokas here between Abayin, between Rashi and Tosfos. Then we have a few machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. So what machlokas can we deduce between Rashi and Tosfos? One, do you say? Do you say lavud if it doesn't surround a makom davud al davud? Tosfos, no. Rashi, yes. Right? Tosfos, no. There's no lavud if it doesn't surround a makom davud al davud. That's why you always chayev. Rashi, yes. You can say lavud. Even if it's not a makom davud al davud, you still say lavud. So what's the machlokas? So here Tosfos has two assumptions. One, you only say lavud for a chaloshe mechitza, meaning you can't say lavud unless you have a mechitza. And two, if there's no makom of Dalit al Dalit in the middle, It's not called a mechitza. Therefore, what does Rashi hold? As we know, Rashi is denying either one or two. Either you say lavud, even on a non-mechitza, says you're right. If it's less than dalet wide, which is less than six wide for kaveris, then it's not a mechitza. But you can say lavud for a non-mechitza. You just say lavud for anything that's a flat surface. Or a mechitza is a mechitza even if it's not makif a makom. He admits you only say lavud on mechitza. But so what if there's only one by one tefach in the middle instead of four by four? Mechitza, mechitza. It doesn't matter what's in the middle. So that's either Rashi Tzitzis are arguing that it's a lavud on a non mechitza, or whether a mechitza that doesn't surround an area is called mechitza or not. That's one machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Now, of course, there's another machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos also, which is which he didn't get into, but it's obvious. Does the floor count actually that's a little more complicated. I won't get into it. Okay, because depending on how you see in the last one, that might make enough to me. Right, if they're arguing about whether or not you say love on a mechitza, then it's obvious why Rashi can count the floor towards the tent, because he doesn't care if the mechitza anyway. If they're arguing about another thing, they would also argue that the floor counts part of the mechitza. Okay, we won't get into that now. The one thing that Rav Lichtenstein pointed out that he left Petzar of Eon that he thought was didn't work out so well, that Rashi shouldn't have been the one to say this. Tosus might have, but Rashi shouldn't have. Why? Because Rashi says your putter, if it's six wide and it lands near the ground and becomes 10 high, your putter, because that's a Rishus HaYachid. The problem is, if you go back to last week's shiur, Rashi thinks the putter is your Zorek Achepta of Rishus. Tosus thinks your putter is landing in Rishus HaYachid. So this is a little difficult for Rashi and Rishitase, because it's one thing to say it's a Rishus HaYachid as it lands. It's another thing to say it itself is a Chefta Rishus HaYachid, just as when it lands, it's a Rishus HaYachid for 1 second. Does that mean it's a Chefta Rishus HaYachid, and it's Lav Dumi at the Mishkan? So I guess you have to say that, but it's not what we would expect it for Rashi. Now what the Ramban does here is the Ramban totally argues on this whole derech. The Ramban has a completely... has a completely different approach. He says that this has nothing to do with lavud and with expanding the walls. I mean, he says it actually is a little more similar to what Rashi says about less than six, but it's certainly dissimilar to Tosos on what Rashi says about more than six. He says we know anything within three of the karka is considered as if it was noch. So Ramban says what's shot? It doesn't matter how rachav it is. It doesn't matter how wide it is. Either way, it's not a rishul yachid. Never a rishul hayachid. So the Ramban doesn't use lavud in this case. It's never a rishul hayachid. The Ramban refuses to use lavud in this case. Rather, why is there a p'tur? The p'tur is 7.5 high. Then it's ki'ilu nach. When it gets within 2.99 tefachim of the karka, and then you have it's ki'ilu nach, and part of it is above 10, so you have iguda ben makom tor, iguda makom tor, and over here it's ki'ilu nach when it gets to 2.99, but it's all within 10. So therefore you're chayv. So that's what Ramban says. When it's shibu mashu, it's ki'ilu nach when it reaches 2.99 tefachim. But then, since it's only 7.01, it's within 10 tefachim, you're chayv. If it's 7.5, though, then it's ki'ilu nach when it hits 2.99 tefachim. Lav dafka 7.5, just means 7 and 2 mashus. And part of it is above 10. So your patur, part of it is, excuse me, b'makom tor. But he'll never say lavud here, to make it he'll never say lavud here. To make it a rishos harabah. Apparently, he holds to make it a rishos hayachid. You have to figure out how this ties into the Gemara in Sukkah. But at least for our purposes, what he seems to hold is that lavud only works. Sorry, is that when something's in three of the karka, it's not that we see it as if it goes down. The walls go down to the karka. No. It's that, the way the Rashba expressed it, that we see it as if it's on the karka, we ignore the distance between them, or the way the Ramban expresses it, or the way the way the Ramban expressed it in the Mochamos, is because we see it as if the ground is raised a little. But he basically says there's no love. What does it mean, no love? No love to extend.
To extend the walls. Therefore, the Ramban disagrees with the use of love here. Disagrees with the use of love here. Or Rashi, I don't explain Rashi,
disagrees with him. He says, no, love can never extend the walls of something. Love could just make us ignore the fact that it's not exactly on the ground. Or, view it as if the ground is a little higher than it's on the ground. But you can't extend the walls of something and make it Rosh Hashanah through love. So it's the only thing you can do here. Is that when it's within three of the karka, it's as if it was not, it's as if it landed, it was nach on the karka, and part of it's above 10, your patur to be gudo be makum ptor. That's the sheet of the Ramban. Now, there's a few things we have to deal with here, a few kashas on the Ramban. First question is, we'll do this off the court. The first question we have is, which Tosus really asked himself in the Ramasul Shulul Mechza, Enechanami, when it hits this 2.99 tefachim from the ground, you're potter. Whether because it is Rishus HaYachid, it is Rishus HaYachid, or Yigudo Makum Tor. But when it then lands on the ground, it does fall eventually to the ground. Why aren't we chayiv then? After all, it ended up in Rishus HaRabim. So, Tosus says, okay, because first it was Rishus HaYachid, and then, when it later fell from Shayachim to Zerab, it fell from gravity and not through you, so you're not responsible for it. Could be. For the Ramban, you have to say, still, don't we know if you go from Shayachim to Zerab through a Makom Ptor, you're Chayiv? So the answer is, that's if you go from Shayachim to Zerab through a Makom Ptor, it wasn't Nach. But over here, it was Nach the Makom Ptor, because it's Ki'ilu Nach when it's within three of the three Tefachim of the Karka. Since it was Nach Makom Ptor, that breaks up the tzir, as if you went from Rishus HaRabim to Makom Ptor, and it was Nach, and then from Makom Ptor to Rishus HaRabim, and that's why you're Pater. The more serious problem we had with the Ramban was, according to the Ramban sheet, as opposed to everyone else says based on some love at extending the walls. The Ramban says just based on the fact that if it's within three of the karka, it's as if it was Nach. So why does it have to be upside down? Even if it's right side up, why can't we say the same thing? What's the difference between upside down and right side up? According to the Ramban, even if it was right side up, if here's the ground, and here's 2.99, and here's a right side up, 7.5 tall, then you should also be potter. Because once it hits the 2.99, it's now as if it was nach, and part of it is makom ptor, so if it was nach makom ptor. So why does it only fall pia? Why does this only apply to upside down? It should apply to right side up also. That's the very strong kasha that the Rashba asked against the Ramban. The Rashba gave a technical answer. Listen, just didn't locate it last night. The Rashba gave a technical answer. He says, really, you're right. It would apply, the same thing would apply whether it was upside down or right side up. The only reason we said upside down is because if it was right side up, it would be more complicated because you have to deal with the fact that there's a little piece that sticks up. EF for the Kruma Shalkana. If it was right side up, then even in this case you'd be Potter, because Zion and Mashu is always Zion and two Mashu's, because the Kruma Shalkana is up according to Rabba and makes another Mashu. So the Rashba basically says it would apply for the Ramban whether right side up or upside down, all the same. We just didn't want to get into right side up because there are little pieces sticking out when it's right side up. And that makes it more complicated. But if you don't want to say that way, or let's say you want to say maybe, you have to make a very, very big chiddush if you want to have a lundish and teretz this kasha the Ramban. Again, the Ramban, why isn't the same thing true if it's right side up? The Rashba says it is true if it's right side up, but it's more complicated because you have little pieces sticking up and it's not focused on buying rubber. But let's say you want to say no. Maybe really this only applies if it's upside down and not right side up. But then it would be a big chiddush. Why? He says, maybe you could take what we said earlier for Tosos and take it a big mechudish step further. Maybe you could say, when is the Ptor of Yigudim Makom Ptor? Remember what we said for Tosos, Yigudim Makom Ptor is only Potter if an important part of the Kli is in the Makom Ptor.
So if the bottom of the kli is in a makom tor, that's an important part, because otherwise you couldn't use the kli if it had no bottom. So you're putter. If the top of the kli is in a makom tor, that's not an important part. So you could cut it off and have a slightly shorter kli. What's the difference? Therefore, it's still be chayiv.
So he said maybe you can make a tremendous chiddush of the Ramban and say it has to be upside down, because then the crucial part of the kli is in a makom tor. But if it's right side up, we wouldn't care that a little of it is in a makom tor. At least according to Abayi, we wouldn't care that a little of it is on the Makom Tor. Because it can still be that little bit is not essential for the definition of the plea. So that's what we have to say about the basic issue of Kfal Piyah, according to the first day in the Gemara, of when you're Pater, when you're Chayiv. The last thing we discussed, what about Ravashi? Because the last word in the Gemara is had by by Ravashi. Right? Because Ravashi denies this whole thing. Which again, we never really got to exactly how the Rambam would explain Rav Ashi, I'm not sure. But we'll have to leave that beside the end for now. Rav Ashi says none of this works, at least from a local perspective. We understand what Rav Ashi is saying. Rav Ashi says none of this works, because you can't say Lava and extend these mechitzas down to the ground, because mechitzas l'tocha asuya, the walls of a chaveret are made for the inside and not for the outside. Now, what exactly does that mean? So there seems to be a different formulation than even Shiful around, and that's what we end with. There are two ways to explain Rav Ashi. Again, what does Rav Ashi say? The first day in the Gemara said, we could draw these down and say Lavud, and add 2.99 to 7 1/2, and get more than 10. Or 10, or whatever Yishit does, Rashi and Tosos. Rav Ashi says, no. You can't draw them down. Because they're latochan asuyas, the meat for the inside. So the Me'iri says that what this means is that fundamentally love doesn't apply. Love only applies to things that are meant to be extended. Like if I build a wall, I mean that I want it to go further also. So I intend for it to go further. They're made to go further. I just didn't build the rest yet. Then we say love. But the mechitzas of a kli, which are made to hold things in the kli and not to go to any place else, you can't say lavud, because lavud has to have a basis of that I mean for it to go further. It has to have a basis of my intention is that I want the wall to extend. Over here, my intention is just to hold within the kaveres. The Sheik Laran says no. Maybe lavud could apply to a kli in some circumstances, but over here lavud can't apply, because lavud has to mean where mitzaris the 7.5 to the 2.99. The 7.5 are made to hold whatever's in the kli. For him, it's honey, because he views kaveris as a honey, beehive of some sort. The kaveris is, the walls are made to hold honey, and the air is just made to be part of the space. So if I have a wall and air, a wall is delineating space, and an air is part of the space, I can be sorry for them. But over here, maybe I could say love with a kli if it was next to another kli. But I can't say love with a kli in regular air, because air is part of geographical space, and kli is part of holding things. Therefore, they're not mitzarif. That's two ways of understanding Rav Ashi.